Scott McCartney is the travel editor for the Wall Street Journal. He writes that great column, the middle seat column. But now, for the last couple of years, he's edited this section, the standalone section that comes to the Wall Street Journal, about the best airports in the country. And he goes through and scores 40 different airports. And it's fascinating because you sit back and say, well, I agree with that. I disagree with that. Scott McCartney's here right now to talk about that and other things. Good to have you with us.
Always good to be with you, David.
So do you go to 40 different airports? Or, well, I guess you're through a lot of these and, you know, during the course of your year in travel.
Yeah, no, I go through a lot of them. I don't specifically go through 40 for this. I go to the ones who do really well and the ones who don't do really well. But one of the unique things about it is we rely very heavily on our readers. So we had 2,500 readers do a really extensive grading of all the airports that they had been through. And that gives us a whole lot of on-the-ground knowledge.
The winner, and I haven't been there in a long time, but the winner is Phoenix, right?
Yeah, Phoenix has changed a lot if you haven't been there. New terminal, all kinds of new amenities, new train. The train's going to extend out to the rental car center, it's an interesting place. They bill themselves as America's friendliest airport. They do things like they'll have volunteer therapy dogs just wandering around the terminal to try and calm people down.
So better than it used to be. It used to be, I remember there were two terminals at Phoenix, and invariably I'd be changing planes on the way to Tucson or someplace.
Yeah.
And you'd get there in like July, and your plane would get in, and then you had to walk out of the terminal and literally outside, where it was about 120, and then walk over to the next terminal.
Yeah, no, and it's a place where they do have long walks, but, you know, it's the food is a whole lot better. They, you know, just an interesting thing how airport management, and we see this some, and this is, I think, you know, partly the effect of rankings like this, but Phoenix was close to the top, but not at the top last year in our rankings. And they improved some things. And one was the Wi-Fi speed. It turns out, I didn't realize this, but it turns out to a lot of travelers, the Wi-Fi speed is really important. You get off the airplane, you got a big presentation, you got to upload or whatever. And Wi-Fi matters. And they got a lot of complaints about
it. True road warriors, I guess.
That's what
they mean. So, now, on the other end of the spectrum, there really wasn't, I mean, it was just like, which New York airport are you going to choose?
Well, we didn't have to choose. All three of them. You know, last year we did the 20th busiest airports, and we got a lot of feedback from people that there were too many left out, so we did 40 this year. So it created two categories, and Newark ends up worst in the large airport category, and LaGuardia ends up worst in the small airport category. JFK was barely better than Newark. It's been an interesting conversation with the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, where I call and say, it's that time of year again, and they say, oh, no. Guess we didn't do well.
Well, you know, but it's a shame because, I mean, that is the port of entry from abroad for a whole lot of people. And the first thing they see, the United States of America.
Yeah. No, it's really true. I do think it's changing. They are spending a ton of money to really rebuild those airports. LaGuardia is farther ahead. And if you go into that new terminal in LaGuardia, people are surprised.
Yeah, Southwest is there.
Yeah, Southwest is there. United's in there now.
But otherwise, it's Bangladesh.
Right, right. there is an element of sort of Alice through the Looking Glass of you go from this new terminal and then you go back into the old terminal and you have to walk forever to get to the bus, to take the bus to get to the taxi. LaGuardia is still a mess. The construction is still a mess. Next summer, they'll open the new front door building for everybody, and I think that'll start changing perceptions.
And then everybody will just talk about what a bear it is to get into Midtown.
Yeah,
and
no.
And how expensive it is.
And eventually, they want to have a train that'll do that. But, you know, same thing, JFK and Newark, they're further behind, but Newark, the worst terminal is Terminal A. The American has used that terminal. They're it's still operating. They're about 2 years away from replacing it, but they've topped out the steel on the new Terminal A, and so you can start seeing progress.
So the and the two North Texas airports, sort of middle ground.
Yeah, DFW did better with us last year. Not so well this year. They really declined in a lot of categories. That's partly a result of Americans' problems this year. We look at operating, we look at on-time arrivals, cancellations, things like that. And so if you have one dominant airline, that's and they're not performing well, that's going to hurt you. DFW has really short TSA screening times compared to other airports in the country. They have a ton of has a ton of nonstop destinations, and so that helped it. It actually did quite well in the Yelp restaurant rating reviews. So it has some real strengths, and you know, airport management there is really trying to do a lot to make it easier to use.
But the key has got to be, I mean, number one criteria really ought to be just the operating efficiency. You know, is your plane going to be on time? Do you, you know, do you spend, how long do you spend in queue trying to take off? That really ought to be number one. Because a function of having great lounges or great restaurants is because you've got so much time to kill.
Right. No, I mean, that's one of the reasons we got into this. We spend a lot more time at the airport. It's a function of the security regime that we have to go through. It's a function of how airlines operate. It's a function of the uncertainty of it all, where you have to show up early. And so there's a lot more focus now, not just on on-time arrivals and all. And airports themselves can do a lot to influence that. Build more taxiways, yeah. Build more gates, things like that. But what you do inside really does matter.
Yeah, I guess it does. And to that end, I guess I'm a little surprised that Love didn't fare better. I can see DFW with the outside world not, because it's not the greatest connecting airport. But boy, for origin and destination for us, I don't think you could beat DFW. When you can get out of your car and walk straight into a gate. But Love should have been more of a national hit, I would have thought.
Well, Love was interesting. One of the things we look at is the market share, the amount of competition at the airport. Obviously, there's very little competition at Love, so they weren't last among medium airports, but next to last. They were last. This was interesting to me because I use it all the time myself. But they were last. They had the longest TSA screening time, average TSA screening time. June was the month we picked because it was a busy month, yeah. And we had the data for that.
They use that one long,
that's right,
enormous line.
Yeah, and it's different if you're pre-check. This was the standard screening, yeah. But I've been through there a lot of times when there really has been a long line, and that hurts them. I think they probably need to address that.
So you got to do this again?
Yeah, we're going to...
It's got to be one of the most popular things you got going.
You know, it really is. It's fascinating. It's the reader survey is fascinating to see how... the data lines up with reader perceptions, almost always does, but there are some differences. Yeah. And fascinating to see how airports and airlines react to it.
But
as well.
You know, you're a very widely read columnist, and this is a very big national newspaper. And I would think that you would be influencing a lot of airport boards that are meeting and saying, I don't know, but I don't want to be dead last in this thing. I don't want to be number 18 out of 20. And the next time Wall Street Journal does this, I would think you could affect change.
Well, I hope so, and I think so. We get a lot of questions from airports. How is it calculated? Where does this data come from? Where does that data come from? We got a whole data department that works really hard on this data, and I think the things we're measuring are things that matter to people. And so if airports put emphasis on improving that, then that's going to help the traveler.
All right, we got a lot to talk about. You're going to come back and join us again?
Sure.
Scott McCartney is the Wall Street Journal's travel writer and our guest today. For more of our conversation with Scott McCartney, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.